Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 through 32. Jesus said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." A mother left a note for her children. "Have a great day. Don't forget to take the lasagna out of the freezer. I will be home around 6 p.m. tonight. Don't forget to take the lasagna out of the freezer. Love you, Mom. P.S. Don't forget to take the lasagna out of the freezer." Do you get the impression that Mom wants the lasagna out of the freezer? Repeating a message is a way to emphasize a message. So your ears perk up when Jesus speaks a couple of times in Mark chapter 4 about planting seeds. Do you get the impression that your Savior wants you to hear His word? With words as His picture, Jesus holds up a teeny tiny seed and says, "A farmer doesn't know how this seed grows, but it does. And that is what my kingdom is like." He then reaches for a teenier, tinier mustard seed and contrasts it with the tall plant, like a tree that it would become. Seeds are so little when planted, yet they grow into ripe harvests and large plants. Just think about what happens in your heart and soul as Jesus fills them with His word. He isn't sharing farming examples to broaden your understanding of agriculture, but to plant kingdom truths in your heart. The King who died and rose for you wants you to know and trust the power of His word. God's word, like a tiny seed, doesn't seem like much, but it is the power of God. And through that power of God, He sprouts faith, grows that faith, and fills the limbs of your life with the bounty of His fruits. Lord God, fill my ears and plant in my heart the precious and powerful truths of Your Word and Your Son Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.